Watcher. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with a little-known British tenor man. That's from a Nixa LP recorded in London, Jan-Feb-57, and called Presenting Kenny Graham. Odd that, as he'd been making records since 51. Somehow to me, presenting suggests a debut. But then again, I suppose, that would be introducing. Anyway, that was Ellington's Times A-Wasting, much played by the Duke in 1945, but then recycled into other songs. Kenny Graham was born Kenneth Skingle, that's a great name, and he formed his Kenny Graham's Afro-Cubists in 1950, and although musically first-rate, they never caught the public's imagination. And despite being a pioneer of British modern jazz, Graham is largely overlooked in the history books. One quick story about him, though. In the army at the age of 18, he was turned down by the local army band. So, obviously, he went AWOL, dyed his hair red, and under the name Tex Kershaw, played in Johnny Clay's Clay Pigeons for 2 years. Sadly, in 58, Graham was seriously ill and had to stop performing and focus on his writing and arranging. Next, we're off to Groove Street.
Thank you.
Groove Street, the title song of a Rudy Van Gelder recording session for Prestige, under the leadership of Larry Young Jr., a then 21-year-old back in Feb 62. Larry's father, yes, Larry Young Sr., also a muso, had introed Jr. to jazz via Bud Powell Records. In fact, it's only pianists Powell, Monk and Tatum who influenced Larry Jr., who also wrote Groove Street, by the way. Thornell Schwartz on guitar, Bill Leslie tenor, Jimmy Smith drums, that's Jimmy with IE at the end. Larry Young on the Hammond B3, naturally. And it's guitar next. How long will it be before you recognise this song? Never quite understood why the old traditional spiritual Swing Low Sweet Chariot was adopted by the English rugby fans. On this occasion, it's on a Venus album recorded in New York in July 95. Russell Malone, guitarist and leader, Larry Willis, piano, Roddy Whittaker, bass, and Yoron Israel, drums. Lovely. And the album is called Holy Cats. And it's the same guessing game again. What's the title of this very well-known song?
Thank you.
No, an instrumental can't possibly conjure up the emotion of Billie Holiday's vocal on Strange Fruit, but that certainly went some way towards it. Yet another Rudy Van Gelder prestige recording session. This time it's October 72 with tenor man Gene Ammons, usually called Jugs. This recording session was 3 years after he got out of prison, his second incarceration for drug offences, and less than 2 years before his death at the young age of 49. Ammons was a beautifully melodic player. He'd been the principal soloist in Billy Eckstine's pioneering band in the mid-40s, but apart from a short stint in 49 with Woody Herman, he led his own small groups. I love all of his work. Here in 72, he's joined by Hank Jones, electric piano, Ron Carter, bass, and Idris Mohammed, drums. Next, something from Cyrus Chestnut's new album. Mamacito, a Joe Henderson compo played by the current Cyrus Chestnut Trio. Cyrus on piano, Buster Williams bass, Lenny White drums. Recorded at Yamaha Hall in New York, November 2015. The album is called Natural Essence. The whole album was recorded in under 4 hours. Such was the organic relationship between Cyrus and the two veterans. Good work, gang. From the well-known Nutman to a lesser-known pianist. Much of this May 2013 album is of vocals, well, over a quarter of them. The leader and pianist is Lafayette Harris Jr., and he spent most of his career backing singers, but he's now getting more attention in his own right, even releasing solo piano albums. Caleb Curtis was on alto, and he wrote that song, The Wheelhouse. Houston Person is on some of the tracks on tenor, but not the one we've just heard, sadly. Antoine Dry is on trumpet, George Delancey bass, Will Terrell drums. It must be Ellington time.
Jimmy Hamilton now on his clarinet. In something rather smooth, deep purple. Deep purple. Jimmy Hamilton and his clarinet.
Thank you.
Jimmy Hamilton, encore. Jimmy Hamilton, encore.
And that's from a newish Storyville double CD called In Gronna Lund, 1963. It's a live gig, as you well heard, from the Dance Inn at the Gronna Lund in Tivoli, Stockholm, June 63. The Duke's regular bassist, Aaron Bell, had to leave the band the previous year. Ernie Shepherd stepped in and had a dramatic effect on the band. Quote Ellington, "From the first number, I knew I had hit the jackpot. Ernie reminded me of Blanton with added bop flair," unquote. That's praise indeed. Sadly, Shepherd died of a heart attack 18 months after this concert. He was only 49. Deep Purple, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, as the Duke kindly told us. We really should play Art Tatum more often. Thank you. The American songbook standard Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, piano solo by Art Tatum, the man other pianists called God. Verve, more precisely Norman Granz, recorded two series by Tatum, one with just him at the piano, the one we just heard, and called The Genius of Art Tatum, which covered 10 LPs in total. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was recorded in LA, December 53. And the other series had Tatum in a quartet setting with big-name horn players, all essential in your record collection. Now it's Jamaican Bertie King. Skip It, recorded in September 56 in London by the Jamaican altoist Albert Bertie King. His records are as rare as hen's teeth. I'm only aware of 15 songs that he ever recorded in his own name. And yet, on his frequent trips to the UK, various record labels recorded him, but only a little. Bertie was actually born in Panama, but brought up in Kingston, Jamaica, where, at the Alpha Boys School, he was taught music by Sister Mary Ignatius Davis. Bertie also managed to play with some big American musicians while in the UK and Europe. Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, George Shearing. Here, it's Bertie on alto, Kenny Baker, trumpet, George Chisholm on trombone, and again, Kenny Graham, tenor. We wait years to play Kenny Graham, and he's here twice this week. Cliff Townsend, baritone, Derek Smith, piano, Cedric West, guitar, Lenny Bush, bass, Phil Seaman, drums. It's a great lineup. By the way, all Kenny Graham's output is now available on a 4-CD Real Gone album. Next, we're off to Cuba. That was My Funny Valentine, turned into a sad lament at a 1986 recording in Havana, Cuba. I also had to turn it up to max volume to make it even audible. The pianist was local boy Gonzalo Rubalcaba. He was just 23 when this was recorded. Let's get back to the 50s.
Thank you.
the Teddy Charles Sextet in L.A. in Feb 53, with one of his own compos, So Long Broadway. He was also the recording director of Prestige Records at this time, and that gave him the opportunity to see and hear all the best jazz on the West Coast where he was based. So inevitably, he chose his sidemen from that Prestige roster. Here, it's Charles on vibes, Frank Morgan alto, Wardell Gray tenor, Sonny Clark piano, Dick Nivison bass, and Lawrence Marable drums. Back in 53, Wardell Gray and Sonny Clark were big, big names. Gray died just 2 years after this recording session, and he was only 34 years old when he died. Trumpeter Lee Morgan with the world's most recorded song.
Thank you.
Paul McCartney's Yesterday has certainly stood the test of time. Here in April 66, it's an unbelievably star-studded band led by trumpeter Lee Morgan. Rudy Van Gelder is again at the controls, and the resultant Blue Note album is cornerly titled Delightful Lee Morgan. The other musos are Ernie Royal trumpet, Tom McIntosh trombone, Jim Buffington French horn, Phil Woods alto, Wayne Shorter tenor, Danny Bank baritone, McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. Arranged by Oliver Nelson. Yes, I'd call that star-studded. I've messed up my timing a bit this week, but it means we can have a slightly extended dollop of our theme, Miles Davis's Milestones. Our version was recorded in September 66 with another star-studded band, led by Jimmy Smith, that's Jimmy with a Y, and Wes Montgomery. I sincerely hope you've had fun listening, and I also hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.